was young. You showed me the right way. Things have to be done. Without your love, where would I be? Mother, sweet mother. You gave me happiness, much more than words can say. I pray the Lord that He may bless you every night and every day. What you gave to me, mother, sweet mother of mine. Mother, you gave me happiness, much more than words can say.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, reflecting on the gospel of today, I was reminded of this experience back home in India. You know, I come from a place called Madras, which is located on the southeast coast of India, very close to Sri Lanka. And this was a place where St. Thomas the Apostle visited to evangelize, and the Hindus challenged him, and he was martyred for the faith and buried in the city where I was born. And we have a huge cathedral built over the tomb of St. Thomas the Apostle back home in India. And this is one of the two cathedrals in the entire world which is built over the tomb of an apostle. Now, let's move on. Jesus offers us a wonderful, wonderful thought for our reflection this morning. You know, I was so inspired listening to Father Boniface sharing about silence and sharing about listening. And today, we are invited once again in the gospel of today, we are challenged to listen to God's word. Now, we have a beautiful episode. Here's an encounter. Jesus, along with his disciples, returned to Jerusalem, as we heard in the gospel. And we see how Jesus was challenged by the scribes who questioned his authority. And my dear friends, Jesus throws in a question to them. And the question was about the preaching and baptism of John. And they were challenged. And they did not choose to reply back to him. Because They did not care for the truth. They didn't deserve the truth either. Hence, Jesus did not give it to them, giving us a sense of how we, as witnesses of the gospel, as witnesses of God's kingdom, many a time we too are challenged by questions from people who question us about our faith. And very often we are humble and we face those challenges without questioning them back. Yes, we do realize that we stand for the truth. We do realize that the foundations of our faith are very strong. We do realize that we are called in this age of new evangelization to once again renew our commitment which we made on the day of baptism. But often we tend to give in to these human situations. And it is in moments like these that the model of Mary, our Blessed Mother, stands out as a model of faith for us to imitate. Brothers and sisters, Blessed Mother Teresa also shines out as a shining model for us of faith in the truth. And I'd like to share with you this little quote from Blessed Mother Teresa. She says, "God speaks in the silence of our hearts and we listen. Then we speak to God from the fullness of our hearts and God listens." Yes, my dear friends, Jesus challenges you and me in the Eucharist today to stand for the truth. Saint Justin Martyr was martyred for the truth. He was a philosopher and he bore witness to the cross of Jesus. And these are his words: "No right-minded man forsakes truth for falsehood." Yes, my dear friends, what is our approach to truth? Are we willing to risk our identity, to risk our security by upholding the truth? Let's pray during this Mass that, filled with his mercy, with divine mercy, and empowered by the grace of the Holy Spirit, as lay missionaries of charity, that we may continue to recognize Jesus, as Blessed Mother Teresa always would remind us, to recognize Jesus in the eyes of the poor, in the eyes of our brothers and sisters who are in need of healing. Let's pray very specially during this Mass that through the powerful intercession of Mary, our Blessed Mother, the Lord will continue to bless us and our families and sustain us in our faith, especially in the secular world in which we live in today here in the U.S., It's very, very challenging to be an authentic witness of God's kingdom of love. Let's pray very specially for our nation today. Let's pray for peace in the world today. Amen.